Jesus this morning. Oh, Jesus, now we praise you, we worship you, Father. Oh, we are standing in his presence on holy ground. As I walk through this door this morning, as I walk through this door, I felt his presence. I felt Jesus' presence. For I knew this is the place where love abounds, where God's love abounds. For we are his temple, Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in his presence on holy ground. Oh, we are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I know there are angels you, Father. Jesus, now, oh, we love you, Lord. We are standing in his presence on holy ground, and in his presence there's joys beyond. When in his presence there's joy beyond measure, and at his feet sweet peace of mind can be found. Just enter in his presence. If you have a need, God have not has the answer. Just reach out and claim it. You are standing on holy ground. Oh, we are standing on holy ground.
We are standing.
Oh, we are standing on holy ground. On holy ground.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I know. There are angels.
Yes, we know. Your presence is here. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
We worship you, Lord.
Your word is always true, that where two or three are gathered together in your name,
we worship you now.
There you are in your midst. We thank you. As we stand in your presence, we give all glory to you and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. It is always good to be in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just as David said, one thing I desired of the Lord, and I will seek after, is to dwell in his house. Amen. All the days of my life, and to behold his beauty. We thank the Lord that a week has passed, and he's ushered us into the beginning of another week.
Hallelujah.
And we are beginning the week right in his presence. Amen. Standing on holy grounds.
Hallelujah.
He's here in the midst of his people. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that this morning we have this great privilege, grace to us.
Hallelujah.
To stand on holy grounds in your presence, Lord. Father, we give glory to you. We thank you. We bless you. Many mercies that, Lord, you have given to us from our various homes, far and near. Lord, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we have come, yes, Lord, we've come with all reverence, Lord, with all obedience, with all humility, as we bow ourselves before you, O God. The Lord, you begin this service, O God, with us, with the Holy Spirit sweeping over your children, O God. So, Lord, even as we start with the Sunday school, we want to commit it into your hands because it is still your word, O God. And we pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, will come and take the word and open it up, Lord, to us, deep down in our souls, Lord. As, Lord, we sit at your feet, we want to hear only you speak to your people, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Yes, as we are still standing, we thank the Lord for we have the privilege to come back to continue with the study on the divine nature of God. Which impacts in us the stature of a perfect man. Amen. So our scripture we were reading from 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Last week we came up to verse 4, but we weren't able to finish. After the Sunday school, I think the deacons will bring an announcement that the church needs to hear. Amen. Now let's hear the word of God. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and to virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Shall we be seated? Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Yes, we are studying the divine nature of God. It really imparts in us the stature of a perfect man. And looking at verse 3, we were in verse 4, but let's read through verse 3 again. He said, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. For whereby are given unto us, is given unto us, praise the Lord, exceeding great and precious promises, my, that by these precious promises, which are exceedingly great, by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. So, Apostle Peter here, once again, is saluting us this morning. And this salutation goes to them that have obtained the same precious faith like them, the apostles. Amen. Through the righteousness of God. That's the most important thing. Through the righteousness of God. Faith. Take notice of that. Faith through the righteousness of God. Because Jesus had made us to understand, to be aware, that there are other forms of righteousness. Amen. And he mentioned the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. You see. So, we got to be very, very careful on this. Because those people he was talking about, we all know the scripture says they having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You see. And the Bible says, from such, turn away. Amen. So, could you imagine people that said they have Abraham as their father, and yet could not recognize the person their father they are claiming, you see, worshipped, and even gave a tenth, you see, of all the spoils of the slaughter of the kings. And this person blessed Abraham. You say he is your father. Praise the Lord. And meanwhile, this your father met him and worshipped him. Amen. He was glad to see his day. And now, you are not able to recognize the very person your father was what? Worshipping. See, so at least we have known the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You see, they are the people that had zeal for God, but yet what? Persecuting the church. Amen. See, the righteousness of the Pharisees. Through what? It wasn't through the righteousness that is in the word. Amen. So, brethren, we should take that very seriously because the same spirit is working within the Christian world today. Faith through something else. Instead of what? Instead of the righteousness of God. See, so we've got to be very, very careful because meanwhile, you and I, we also claim to be the seed of Abraham. See, we are claiming to be the seed of Abraham. They said Abraham was their father. And yet, they were denying the power thereof, Jesus Christ. The power, that's the power thereof. Amen. Today also, we say we are the seed of Abraham. So where is our faith? Praise God. We got to be sure that our faith is true, the righteousness of God. So now, someone may ask, what is the righteousness of God? Brethren, we got to go deep into this so that we know what we are doing. Amen. What is the righteousness of God? In a message book, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Jeffersonville, 1961, the prophet said, let's listen closely. He said, God wants men and women who will stand and fulfill all righteousness. Listen now. Of course, righteousness is his word. Amen. Righteousness is his word. This is a real nugget. You see, one thing is that anytime I read the message, I come across nuggets like this. I know the message comes from the Bible. I try to look for the Bible quotation, or I try to look for what the Bible says about what the prophet is saying. You see, because when somebody asks, you say, righteousness is the word. And he may need a proof. You can turn to the word and show him, here it is. Praise the Lord. So let's turn to Isaiah 45, verse 23. that what the prophet is saying is scriptures, true. Praise the Lord. 45:23 Isaiah. He said, I have sworn by myself. You see, there is no other by him, no other God beside him to swear. So he had to swear by himself. He said, I have sworn by myself. The word is what? Gone out of my mouth in what? In righteousness. Amen. See? Isaiah, or have I given you wrong that is in 45? Yeah, 23. Said, I have sworn by myself. The word is gone out of my mouth in what? In righteousness. And it shall not return. It will not return because it is of is what? Perfect. There's nothing he got to change about the word. Praise the Lord. As long as it has gone, it has gone in righteousness. It has to fulfill the purpose it has been sent for. There's nothing that he's got to call it back and say, let me make adjustment. No, sir. Praise the Lord. Said, let there be light. And there was light. It goes forth in what? In righteousness. To fulfill the purpose it has been sent for. Praise the Lord. You see. And shall not return to me, is it? Shall not return that unto me every knee shall bow. Amen. And every tongue shall swear. So as the prophet said, righteousness is his word. It is scripture. Absolutely true. Amen. So let's take what the prophet is saying again. He said, God wants men and women who will stand and fulfill all righteousness. That means what the word says, we got to fulfill. Not 99.1%, no. James says, you have failed in all. Amen. Now, why the prophet said this, that every man and woman will have to stand and fulfill all righteousness? Because our Lord Jesus Christ himself, before even he could start his ministry, he found it needful to fulfill what? All righteousness. That goes with him. Turn to Matthew 3. Verse 13 to 15, we are looking at the righteousness of God because we also claim to be the seed of Abraham. So we got to know what we are listening to and where our faith is heading to, where our faith is standing, holding. Amen. So now, he said, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan and unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. You see? You got to rather baptize me. And comest thou unto me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now. For thus be it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. Then he suffered him. He persuaded him, do it. Because we need to what? Fulfill all righteousness. So Jesus Christ, our Lord himself. Let's listen to what the prophet said. He said, and before he was anointed, he had to fulfill all righteousness. He is talking about what? The Lord Jesus Christ. See? He had to be washed with water before the anointing came upon him. So a minister or any believer must first be washed from his sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are looking at the righteousness of God. Praise the Lord. A minister, any believer, must first be washed from his sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because looking at the righteousness that is in the word, it will tell you that the righteousness there is what? Is the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then the anointing will, with the Holy Ghost, will bring forth a testimony. See, when you have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and then anointing with the Holy Ghost, it will bring forth a testimony of God. You see, in your life, what is that testimony? The righteousness of God. You see, your life will be a testimony of what? The righteousness of God. Because the word, you've got the word. Praise the Lord. Let's listen to what Apostle Paul said about this testimony. That's what he said in Romans 1, 16, 17. 16 and 17, Romans 1. That's why Paul said, that testimony, he said, I am not ashamed, you see. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the power of God unto salvation. To every dead believer. If only you believe, praise the Lord. To the Jews first and also to the Greeks. That means to anyone that believes. Amen. Now look at verse 17. It said, for therein, what is that? That's the word, in the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith? Amen. In the word, the righteousness of God is revealed that it is not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but it is what? Jesus Christ. Revealed faith by faith, faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Yes. Therein, in the word, is the righteousness, because the word has been what? Gone forth out of his mouth in righteousness. Amen. And then Jesus concluded, Matthew 5, 6. We are still looking at the righteousness. Let's listen to that. Matthew 5, 6, he said, blessed are they. Oh, yes, sir, that which do hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness. For they shall be what? Filled. Amen. Filled with what? Bread and tea. Because it's hunger and thirst. Filled with bread and tea. No, filled with the word. The righteousness of God. Amen. If you thirst for it, you'll be filled with what? The knowledge of him, which we are coming on, all these things, faith, knowledge, all this, we are coming on them. Amen. So this morning, I believe you hunger for test. You hunger and test for righteousness. That's why you're here. And as we sing that song, it's only found in only one place. Huh? We sing that song, it's only found in one place, in his presence, the holiest of holies. You know, we sing that song. I hunger and thirst for his righteousness, but it's only found in one place. Amen. So, this morning, the Lord has taken us past the outer court, past the holy place, and even past the brazen altar. And this morning, we are here to see his face. Amen. So, let's go to now verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. So let us look at the partakers of his divine nature. He has given us precious promises. The prophet said, partakers of his divine nature. Let's know what it means also. Amen. Because we want to glean everything. Partakers of his divine nature. The prophet said, Christ's nature in you. Amen. Partakers of his divine nature, it means what? Christ's nature in you. Then he said, how can you cheat, steal, lie, backslide, proselyte, everything else with the divine nature of Christ in you? How would you be able to do that? You see, it's impossible. The prophet said, let that soak just a few minutes. Let that one soak really good. The partakers of divine nature, that means Christ in you. You see, it will never allow you to do anything contrary to the righteousness of God. Amen. He said, if you be a partaker of Christ, you then become a new creature. All things have passed away. All things go to pass away. And all things have become what? New. Amen. All of your warrings and fusing and stewing and arguing and tempers, you see, all these things pass away. You see it. That's partakers of, when you have partaken of his divine nature, he said, it means Christ's nature in you. Now, let's quickly go on. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Yeah, in the message book, the stature of a perfect man, the prophet said, and here also he said, let that soak real deep. Amen. Having escaped the corruption of the world through lust. So now let that soak real deep. He said, not preaching this morning. We are just teaching on this lesson, divine nature. Amen. He said, the world, we have escaped that now. And he's addressing this to the church. That's why we are here this morning, to find what is the way, what is God's requirements. Amen. Having escaped the corruption of the world through lust, he said, you have escaped. And it is to the church, them who are in Christ have been exalted above these things, not exalted by himself, but Christ brought him up. Amen. When you have escaped, that escape that you escaped, you see, when you escape, God exalts you. Amen. He exalts you. And he said that exaltation is not you yourself exalting yourself, but Christ is what? Is the one that is exalting you. Amen. So, the prophet said, let's quickly look at that. He gave an example of people that really, just something like an example. So, the prophet said, last night I said, how many here out of town? How many here this morning are out of town? Almost many. So, the prophet said, about 98% of the people from out of town. You see, but they've come. Praise the Lord. Then he said, how many here are from 100 miles away? That's about 161 kilometers. He said, what? It went over, I guess, 80%. About 80% of the congregation had come some 100 miles away, 161 kilometers. Then he asked again, how many here from over 500 miles? That is 805 kilometers away. And nearly a third of the people here were from 500 miles away. And then the prophet said, think of it. Amen. Of people traveling, think of it. 805 kilometers. The prophet said, well, those people do not come to church like that just to be seen. See, they don't come just to be seen. But they come because inside of them is something that see a beauty that the natural eye doesn't see. It's a supernatural eye that catches the beauty of Christ. That's why they come. Amen. And even it is some, it's hard to get a seat or a bench. And they will be standing around the world. My, having traveled that distance, 805 kilometers, and then you arrive there were no seats for you. And he said you could see them standing around along the world. The world, my. And he said, these are the people that they come to church not to be seen. But there is what? There is something in them that see a beauty the natural eye cannot see. Amen. A kind of what? People that have really escaped. Because you cannot come all that distance passing many churches on the way. If only you want to be seen, you can go to any of those big, big churches where the congregation is over 1,000 so that you can be seen over there. But you bypass all those places to come and sit here. See, my brother, it doesn't mean that if you are next door, you come to here, you haven't got that something in you, there is something in you. Amen. Even the next door. Amen. Praise the Lord. You could be sleeping by now. Amen. So don't, it's not about all those, that's why he asked how many are out of town, and almost the whole church were out of town. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, sister, give me this thing. Because we've got to look at the exceeding great, precious promises, which next week we are going to go through. That through by them, we will be the partakers of his divine nature he's talking about. Amen. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. Praise the Lord. His divine nature. When you have taken in his divine nature, it impacts in you the stature of a perfect man. Amen. Amen. Do you love him? Praise the Lord. Okay, this morning, just a short announcement. Thank you. Just a short announcement. Our pastor wouldn't be able to come because Rachel tested just somehow negative and positive. Sorry. Because always we like positive things to say. It is only this COVID. Negative is good. Praise the Lord. So she tested somehow negative, positive this morning. Please forgive me. Amen. She tested positive, this morning. And so, the pastor thought it really wise though he tested himself and he was negative, but he thought it wise to stay and bring the word from home. So he's not here, but we know the Spirit is here. The very Spirit, you remember the centurion, when he met Jesus Christ, his servant was sick at home. And Jesus had wanted to go to his house and heal the servant. But he said, "You speak the word." Amen. The prophet said, distance, faith, this, it has nothing to do with distance. Amen. His word has nothing to do with distance. Praise the Lord. And so we will pray for our pastor, his home, and that of Brother Sasha also. Amen. And any other home that, because of the COVID, they are not here, we will commit all of them into the hands of the Lord. Shall we stand as we now commit the service into the hands of the Lord? Our dear Heavenly Father, once again, we come to your presence, Lord. As we have come, we want to say thank you that, Lord Jesus, you have opened something for us in your word, O God, this morning to prepare us for the main word that is coming, O God. And so, Lord, at this time, we want to commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands, that, Lord, as they come, O God, it will not be their hands, it will not be their voices, it will not be their spirit, O God. But the Holy Spirit, Lord, will sweep over everyone here this morning. And Father, we will sing praises and honor and glory to your name, O God. And Father, even as it has been announced, Lord, our precious pastor wouldn't have taken the right thing to do, O God, that because of a little the virus, he taking it wise, Lord, to bring the word to the church from the house, Lord. And Father, we know that all is well because you have already ordained this situation for the church this morning, O God. So, Lord, we want to commit, Lord, the house into your hand, and that of our precious brother, and Sasha also, Lord, that Father, even as this moment, we know that your censer of coal and fire and incense is already there to steal, O God, that of COVID, O Lord Jesus, that it will not spread to any other person in the house. In the name of Jesus Christ, we believe it, O God. And Father, as now we sit at your feet to praise your name and worship you, Lord Jesus, Father, accept our worship this morning. As Lord, we lift up our voices and our heart in praise and honor and glory to your name. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.